The National Collegiate Athletic Association Division I Rifle Championships are being held at the University of Alaska Fairbanks on Friday and Saturday. As KUAC's Dan Ross reports, the championships bring together shooters capable of extreme accuracy.
Eight collegiate teams, plus several individual qualifiers from around the country, will be competing in small bore and air rifle competitions at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Paddy Center. West Virginia University is ranked number one, barely ahead of UAF in the NCAA standings.
We're 1 point behind them, ranked number two.
That's UAF rifle team coach Dan Jordan. Jordan says favorites often shoot well at nationals, but cautions the sport is full of surprises.
Anything can happen. Matches are decided by tenths of a point, so it literally comes down to sometimes the last shot.
A practice round is fired at the UAF shooting range. To most Alaskans, shooting accuracy means being able to hit a moose with a large round and the assistance of a high-powered scope, a skill for sure, but nothing like the precision required for competitive marksmanship.
The target that we're shooting at is 10 meters away, and the 10 ring, the bullseye, is a half a millimeter in diameter. So it's the size of a period at the end of the sentence in the newspaper.
Jordan says it's not uncommon for elite NCAA shooters to hit 50-plus bullseyes in a 60-shot air rifle competition.
To think about hitting something that small, freestanding with no magnification, it's a huge amount of talent, huge amount of effort.
Jordan says the athletes who can do that must control both body and mind. UAF shooter Tim Sherry of Colorado says he consults a checklist of key words and phrases to clear his head before every competition.
I have a phrase, take out the trash, which is, you know, just take out all of the stuff in your head that doesn't matter right now.
Sherry says he hopes to channel the increased pressure and attention at NCAAs to better his focus. Rifle is a rare co-ed NCAA sport, and individual champions have been divided equally between men and women over the years. UAF team member Laura Lee Stanfield of Fairbanks stresses that the championships are technically just like any other match, but it's special having them in her hometown.
To be here and have, you know, the people that I've grown up with being able to see it all, and to be like, yeah, I'm from here and this is where I'm at now, it's fantastic.
The NCAA Rifle Championships get underway Friday with small bore competition in the UAF shooting range, but Saturday afternoon's air rifle finals will be in the gym, where Coach Jordan says the atmosphere will transcend the normal quiet of a match.
We have announcers that are talking about what's going on. They're announcing the scores, and it's a low man out elimination thing, so people are getting kicked out.
Jordan says the gym will be set up with large screens showing targets, a fan interactive environment he hopes attracts over 1,000 people to watch. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.